standing on the 507 bus as it sits at traffic lights waiting to cross over the end of the road which leads to Westminster Bridge and then head under the railway and up to Waterloo Station. It's coming up to about 20 to 9 in the evening. Just an ordinary evening, a normal kind of day, staying slightly too late in the office. Nothing particularly extraordinary, apart from the fact that as I talk, we're entering, or we're within, the final 90 minutes of voting in the Scottish referendum. And in a few hours' time, everything could change. There's been quite a lot of chatter about it in the office. Both general, across the desk, speculative sort of talk. People having put a bet on it, or saying how they'd like it to be, commenting on the way the campaign's been fought. And there's also been a certain amount of discussion in an official capacity about what happens tomorrow. It all feels rather odd. Life is continuing as normal down here in London. And yet, our country is potentially just a few votes away from pulling itself apart. I have to say that personally, for such a fundamental decision, I think it's sad that the vast majority of people living on this island, in these islands, I should say, don't get a say. But that's the way it works. Pulling it towards the station now. Go and see just how normal everything is there. Well then, Vance. Well, it's an extent this evening. Fine, right then, Vance. Smells of burger. Sort of gourmet-esque burger, I think. Not your common back of a van burger. Something meatier than that. Came past what sounds like a refrigerated lorry parked in the bus stop. And now we turn left into Waterloo Station, past Costa or Starbucks or whatever it is. And then out onto the concourse. Van, if you want 19 this evening, 19 please. Not too many people about, actually, for Waterloo. You can hear the alarm going for some doors opening on a train. That was off to my left, low-numbered platforms. We're walking in the opposite direction. Where are you going? No. Vance, leave it. Oi! Come on. Get on! I don't know what you think you're doing. If then, a few more people milling about. Sort of a general flow of people, it seems, in the opposite direction to me, but a good number stationary. Vance is having to do a reasonable amount of weaving in and out. Fairly quiet, fairly relaxed. Go on, Vance. Nothing extraordinary. Just another normal evening. Politicians keep on talking about how, and indeed, so do the journalists, about how, regardless of what the result is, in just a few hours' time, and right, Vance, everything will nevertheless have changed. I'm not sure this is the right train. I'm going to check with somebody. They keep on doing this, bringing in the wrong train. Wait there. Excuse me, where do you think this train's going?
This is to Reading.
It is the Reading one, okay. Yes. I'm fine, going to Richmond. It just didn't strike me as the right train.
It is the one.
Thank you. On you go, Vance. So people keep on talking about how everything will be different anyway. Devo Max, Devo Plus, Devo Extra. Some form of devolution, which is everything, but not quite the kitchen sink. So who knows what tomorrow will bring. Devolution with the kitchen sink, devolution without the kitchen sink. How much difference does it make? What does it mean for Scotland? What does it mean for the rest of the UK? What does it mean for us down here in cool, relaxed, calm, going about its own business, London? Go this way. Come on. What's that space there? We just go there. Turn around. No, round. Quickly. Sorry. Vance, please turn around and go down now. Down you go. Please. Thank you. Good boy.